Well, it's official. The Flying Pig is back this year in a virtual capacity, and I have been named a 2021 ambassador, and I'm super excited to get another crack at this because last year, all things considered, was pretty disastrous for me mentally and physically. And yeah, here's to new beginnings. So let's talk about this. You know, last year, I was dealing with a lot of health problems surrounding my knee, and it really took me out of last year's race because before the pandemic, I had already made my mind up that I was not going to travel to Cincinnati to participate in the race because I not only was in a lot of pain, but also mentally, I was dealing with that comparison trap. Oh, well, I can't go up there and I can't run or jog with others, so I shouldn't participate. There was that mental blockage of, what if I'm just some big embarrassment because I'm just trying to hobble through this thing? And what are people going to think about me as I do this? And this really messed with me so much so that I officially bowed out of the race last year. Then the pandemic struck, and then the race as a whole was canceled, like in person, and it was announced that it was going to be done virtually. So I decided that I would do it virtually, but this was after a lot of soul searching. Like, I was pretty much of the mindset of like, I can't participate. I can't run. I can't jog. And then it hit me. I'm like, well, what if I just walk it, right? Like, what if I just literally walk the whole thing? I had registered for the 5K and the 10K. The chips were already on the table. I just had to show up. And I was just like, what if I just walk both of these entire races? And that's exactly what I did. I've got the medals to prove it. They're right here, and I wear them proudly. Let me tell you, I'm so proud to have completed that feat because mentally I was in such a rough place that I didn't think that something like this was even possible. So where do you come into that equation? Because I'm pretty sure you're like, hey, dude, you've been going on and on. How does this apply to me? Okay, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of you out there that have issues like I do when it pertains to maybe your knees, your ankles, your feet, something that is preventing you from being that runner or being that jogger. You have some sort of issue that prevents you from doing that. And so up here is telling you, why would I ever participate in a race? I can't do it. I simply cannot keep up with others. Then maybe there's another section of you that you can run or jog, but maybe you're not confident enough in your ability. You feel like, well, I can't run as fast as other people. I can't jog as fast as other people. So I'm just going to sit this one out. I get it. I understand where this mindset comes in. I've dealt with it. I dealt with it the first year that I actually went to Cincinnati in 2019. I was worried about, can I keep up with all these other people? And then when I got there and I was surrounded by a bunch of amazing people who were cheering me on the entire way. I mean, literally, people show up all over the city of Cincinnati to cheer you on. They're at every like mile marker, every corner. They're rooting you on. They're giving you encouragement. And that really helped me to believe that I could do some amazing things and complete this race. And then when it comes to virtually last year, I just thought of to myself, I'm like, look, okay, there's no crowds this year. It's just me. Well, my cousin was there. He's all right. Hi, Larry. So I was just kind of like, you know, it's just us. Like, there's nobody there that's going to judge me if I'm walking too slow. It doesn't really matter because it's a virtual race. And really, I just wanted to show up. I just wanted to show up and I wanted to complete the race. So that's what I envision for a lot of you out there, whether you have the physical problems and you're just a walker, or maybe you can run and jog, but you just feel like you're not, you just feel like you don't have the skills to keep up with others. All that stuff doesn't matter because here's what does matter. You are capable of doing amazing things that you probably don't believe you can do. I didn't believe that I could complete this in a walking capacity, and I did. But you guys out there might think that you're incapable of doing something like this. Maybe you've thought of it for a long time. You just said, yeah, that would be so cool to participate in one of these races. But maybe you just thought, I'm not good enough. What good is it going to do if I go? I'm not going to be as fast as everybody. You are amazing. You can do amazing things. That's it. It sounds cliche. Everybody says it. It's so easy to say, but you know why a lot of people say it? Because it's true. I want you to consider signing up for the Flying Pig this year. I want you to do this walk with me. And no, I'm not saying you have to travel to Virginia to do this. What I am saying is you do it at where you're at. You pick a park, you pick somewhere to do it, and just do it. Let's do this together. And no, I'm not just saying, hey, a bunch of people sign up and make me rich. I don't actually make anything off of this whatsoever. What I do get out of this is the excitement of potentially knowing that there are people out there like you who maybe have been afraid of doing this, and then you conquer it and you send me a picture on Instagram with your medal and you're like, yo, I finished this. That's what I want to see. That's what I hope you'll consider, and I think it's going to be amazing for everyone. So head over to Flying Pig's Instagram, @RunFlyingPig, DM me. I'll give you all the information. Go check out what they have going on. I think they've really built something very special here, and I want you to be a part of it. So let's do it!